This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The Trump administration's fiscal year 2021 budget proposal includes a significant boost in funding for artificial intelligence and quantum computing, even as the budget would significantly cut overall R&D spending. If Congress goes along with it, AI funding would nearly double and quantum computing would get a 50% boost over last year's budget, doubling in 2022 to $860 million. The administration says these two fields of research are important to U.S. national security. You know why, right? China invests heavily in these areas, too. Well, one person with definite ideas about what the U.S. should be doing to further quantum computing science is Scott Aronson. He's a professor of computer science and the founding director of the Quantum Information Center at the University of Texas at Austin. Dr. Aronson, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks a lot. Great to be here.
I'm sure you get asked this question quite a bit, but can you explain what quantum computing actually is?
Sure. A 30-second version. A quantum computer is a device that would exploit the laws of quantum mechanics, which have been the basis for physics since the 1920s, in order to solve certain problems, very special problems, much, much faster than we know how to solve them with any conventional computer.
It appears that the Trump administration sees this as rather critical, at least in having a competitive advantage over China. What is it about solving physics problems that would give the United States such a competitive advantage?
Well, the biggest applications that we know of for a quantum computer are things like simulating chemistry and physics in order to design new materials, potentially, new drugs, new superconductors, solar cells, all kinds of things like that.
But, you know, I thought that Google and IBM and these private companies, mm-hmm. I mean, they've been making massive investments in this sort of computing, right? Why does the federal government need to put in more money?
Well, I think that basic research, you know, remains extremely important in this field. I mean, for one thing, we do not yet know how to build a full scalable quantum computer. The quantum computing version of the transistor, if you like, has not been invented yet. You know, and then there are the algorithms. We still have only a few applications where a quantum computer is known to give us a big advantage over what we know how to do classically. You know, and that's often misrepresented in the popular press, where it's claimed that a quantum computer is just a magic box that does everything, right?
Right.
You know, and we continue to discover new applications for these things. And actually, you know, the people at Google and IBM and so forth, they are in conversation with academia about, you know, once we succeed in building these things, what do we do with them? That's interesting.
Well, now, getting back to this U.S.-China fulcrum, which does seem to sort of dominate a lot of these discussions around quantum computing, is the essential push economic, or is it one of national security, or what exactly as you see it?
Well, I think there are some of both. Maybe the most notorious application for a quantum computer, which was discovered 25 years ago, is that if you can build a truly scalable error-corrected one, then it could break almost all of the encryption that is currently used to protect the internet. So anytime you order something from Amazon, you know, your credit card number is being protected by a code that depends on the belief that it is hard to find the prime factors of enormous numbers or a few other mathematical problems like that. A quantum computer could solve those problems.
As people talk about quantum computing, as it becomes something that is more popularized, I suppose you could say, like AI is these days, how far off are we from that magic box?
Well, as I said, we already, as of a few months ago, have quantum computers that can outperform any classical computer on Earth for a few very, very, very special tasks. Now, of course, you know, what I assume you mean by your question is, when will we have quantum computers that are truly useful, right? And I think, you know, hopefully we're going to start seeing the first useful applications over the next decade. Now, initially, they're going to be very specialized ones. So the way I put it is that, you know, we are now entering the very, very early vacuum tube era of quantum computers. Now, the real goal is to get to what's called an error-corrected quantum computer, which is one that you could scale up to as many qubits as you need, you know, run for as long as you need. That we don't know. I mean, some people think it could be done within a decade. You know, other people think several decades. I mean, you know, I just hope our civilization lasts long enough. You know, if it does, I think, sure, you know, eventually we'll get all of this.
Scott Aronson directs UT Austin's Quantum Information Center. He's also the author of the book Quantum Computing Since Democritus. Professor, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Of course, it was a pleasure.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.